92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There was some big news recently from Mick Jagger and the boys known as the Rolling Stones. They said they're no longer going to play their iconic Brown Sugar song during concerts because of concerns over references to slavery, rape, and black girls. Now, this is a song that they've played in every concert since they wrote it back in 1970, before they even recorded it and put it on an album. And Mick said it's going to feel very different not singing it anymore. Keith Richards, however, is in a very different place on this matter, kind of like where I am. He doesn't understand what the problem is. Yes, it's a song about slavery and the women brought from Africa who were sold in New Orleans and raped by their white masters. A very, very heavy, serious subject, but we've been playing this on the radio for 50 years. And by the way they structured the song, it kind of comes off as a rock tune about a white guy having sex with a black girl. Nothing really wrong with that. It happens every day. It's happening right now somewhere. So what's the big deal? The question I need to ask here, and I've asked this several times, are we just going to delete every song with a sensitive subject or theme that was released prior to 2020 when the world got hypersensitive about these social stereotypes and cultural issues? Because you can't just press erase and pretend none of it ever happened. It did. Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones was a hit song. The question now is, why aren't we learning from the past and not trying to obliterate it? But what do you guys think? Should the boys stop playing Brown Sugar in concerts? Should radio stations stop playing it too? Love to hear your thoughts. Send me an email.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.